Castle Hill, its natural history. At the end of the last ice age, more than 10,000 years ago, this area was buried under ice that was hundreds of meters deep. As the ice moved, a huge amount of rock underneath was molded into the whaleback-shaped Castle Hill. This type of hill is called a drumlin. The steep blunt end, the Stoss, where the castle is, faced into the ice flow, and the downstream end, or lee, behind, is a broad and gentle slope. The hill lies in the northwest-southwest direction of the ice flow. Drumlins usually occur in groups, and there are many drumlins across Cumbria, from Kirkby Lonsdale to Furness. We think our drumlin is special, with its castle on the top. For over 800 years until the early 1990s, cattle and sheep grazed freely in the castle grounds. This distinctive grassland has over 50 species of flowering plants that can withstand grazing animals. These plants include creeping thistle, creeping buttercup, crested dog's tail, timothy grass, and ivy-leafed speedwell. The hill is regularly mown to preserve the ancient meadow. Trees have been planted on the Castle Hill slope since the 18th century, creating broadleaf woodland, mainly of oak, ash, beech, sycamore, hawthorn, blackthorn, cherry, sweet chestnut, willow, and birch. It is also home to common bird species: robin, thrush, blackbird, blue and great tits, tree creeper, wagtail, greater spotted woodpecker, wood pigeon, jay, chaffinch, flycatcher, wren, and nuthatch. Rabbits live under the trees and in the slopes. There is something new to see each season: primroses and bluebells in spring, dappled shade in summer, berries, conkers and crunchy leaves in autumn, and glimpses of Kendal through the bare winter branches. Scattered around Castle Hill, you will find sculptured stone seats. They symbolise how the naturally formed landscape is shaped by human activity. The seats are like the erratic boulders deposited by the ice flow. They're cut ledges for seats, reflecting the continuous relationship between the natural and built environment.